Clerk, I'm ready whenever you are. Are we on? Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting back to order. The time is 1:15 PM. And the next item up for discussion is the Tax Commission. And that is on page 44 in your packet. So the sponsor, of course, is Congresswoman Stabler. I'll turn it over to you, ma'am. It looks like there's...
Thank you, Chair.
We're just talking about the Tax Commission department first.
Right, the department. And so they had sent over a resolution, and it added a GSA vehicle for a compliance officer and some travel and some equipment. And I believe the director is with us, so I'd like to turn it over to her if she'd like to address these additions.
Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Again, for the Tax Commission budget, we currently do not have a GSA vehicle. So all local travel to go do the audits, to do the inspections with the smoke shops and the casinos that the compliance officer will now be doing is all going to have to be done in their own vehicle using, you know, mileage and things of that nature. My understanding, it takes quite a while to get a GSA. But we wanted to go ahead and get it in our budget so we could start that process of trying to eventually get one back. I know they used to have one a few years ago, and then, you know, I'm assuming because of budget cuts, they didn't. But that's what that one is for. The reason for the added travel too is because we do know it might take quite a bit of time, and so we will have to continue doing local mileage for that position, as well as attending a couple of the meetings. And you'll also see it in the board travel as well, because the tobacco compacts will expire in December of next year. So we are anticipating a lot of conferences and meetings that will pertain to the new tobacco compacts. So we're kind of anticipating some travel expenses to go with that. For the equipment, what we are looking at is a new tax and tag software. Currently, our tag software that we use, it's very outdated, and it doesn't allow us to do a lot of things that we would like to do and a lot of the stuff that we would like to move forward. Currently, there's no way for us to scan documents into that system, so we're running off paper files, which, you know, every time somebody comes in, that's why we have to ask for all the documents every single time. We don't have anywhere to scan those, and there's no way to attach it to the current software package that we use currently. The new software package would allow that, so that way we could store, you know, membership cards and driver's license and insurance documentations, and it would cut down on, you know, again, our paper files drastically. It also would allow us maybe in the future to go to more of an online version. We are looking at other tribes that can do renewals and take payments and such online. Our current system does not allow that. So it just kind of prevents us from being really user-friendly. On the other side is we don't have a current software that is doing any of the tax tracking. Everything is being tracked in Excel, and they're all pretty separate. So it makes reporting difficult, and it makes getting a lot of the data that we would like to have, it makes that troublesome. So this new software, we did to do a demo of it, and it's with the same company. They designed it and have been developing it with the Creek Nation. And the Creek Nation implemented it back in June, and they have been using it since June. So we've been, you know, in talks with them to see, you know, how they really liked it, you know, the good things and the bad things. And this company, the tax software is ready. The tax software, they're going to work with us because we're a little bit different, especially with our smoke shops, how they're owned privately. And so they're going to come in and develop the rest of the tax part of it, so it can be designed specifically for our needs and what we need. But that way, this would give us both sets, the tag part and the tax part, so that we can track and be able to do, you know, all of that reporting stuff that we need and be able to get, you know, good data for future part.
Okay, thank you. Committee, any other questions regarding the request? It looks like the amount for the departmental request is for $83,670.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jordan.
A question for Treasurer McIntosh. The IDC looks like it's increasing by $13,670. But typically it's not charged to the equipment acquisition line. Is that off a little bit? It's on page 44 of the, is where that section starts in the packet, page 44.
Tyler, you can take that microphone down to that desk with you. You don't have to leave it up there.
I mean, that would be a correct statement that there should not be IDC being charged on the equipment line, but I'm going to test that.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jordan.
Is the rate you use still 23.96%?
We're estimating at 25 as a potential rate, just as a, I think that would be the highest that the rate would come in. Current proposal for 21 and 22 has it about 22%, but I expect once we split the pool with health, that the rate may go up a little bit, and that's.
So it would be 25% of the 10,000, how it should read.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jordan.
If you applied 25% to all of the above the line expenses, it would, I'm looking at the right one, it would come out to $123,096.
Could you repeat that, Jordan? 123, what is it? Sponsor.
I guess I'll do a quick amendment.
Okay, I have an amendment ready. I can send it to you.
Okay.
And to Shanna.
Yes. So move to amend ONCA 2301. Hang on, I just. Move to amend ONCA 2301, page 8, line 345 and a half, strike 135.16 and insert 123.096 and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all of those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Okay, if we don't have any other questions.
I do.
Speaker Goodfox?
Well, so I would like to talk about the increase in travel because we have a resolution that sets that for boards. Mm-hmm. And
Yes, Speaker, if we're that's okay. So if we're done with the Tax Commission Department, we can move on to the Tax Commission Board.
Okay. Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on the Tax Commission Board, we received adjusting entries that adjusted legal, adjusted travel and training, adjusted supplies and equipment. And it's in your pack, page 51. And just like Speaker said, though, there is an issue over the travel request. And we can go ahead and talk about it now if you want to. I do have an amendment drafted.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just wanted to provide my thoughts on this. We've stuck with this resolution for a long time, and it sets limits, right? Congress has limits also for their travel, and we've stuck with them. The only times that I can remember that we have not has been when two or three members have not traveled and they've provided their travel dollars, so to speak, to another member. And we even take into consideration the speaker, he normally in our budget gets a little bit more for any conferences that this branch wishes for them to attend, maybe in DC for representation. We've had to prioritize our travel based on the dollar amount that we've given ourselves. And I know a lot of people, there are a lot of conferences that they may want to attend through the year, but they've again had to prioritize and say, I'm not able to go to this conference because it's more necessary for me to attend NCAI or some other conference. So anyways, I'm very reluctant to deviate from what I think has been working for our government overall in terms of travel. That's just my thoughts and would love to hear from the committee.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. And I do agree that that we should adhere to the Boards and Commissions Act that governs the amount of the travel, but one of the questions I had on the resolution that the Tax Commission Board sent over, it looks like some of this travel has already happened. Looks like these expenses have already been incurred, if I'm reading it correctly.
If allowed, I could comment on that.
Go ahead.
Okay. The reason the board wanted to list those numbers is that travel did happen. The NITA conference was in the very end of October, 1st of November. So they wanted to put those expenses just to kind of show, it was the first month of the fiscal year and here's what just the one conference had cost them to go on. And I think particular for this year, again, it's the anticipation of the tobacco compacts and just the unknown how much involvement and how much travel that is going to be. I think they are kind of preparing for a little bit of a hard battle considering the current governor at this time and what we saw happen with the gaming compact. I think they're looking at the same kind of uphill battle with the tobacco compacts. And so I think that's why they were just anticipating a lot more meetings with other tribes and other tax commissions just to kind of work on the tobacco compact. So if that helps clear that up. But they did want to put in, here's the amount they've already gone to just attending the one conference. And they didn't even fly. They actually all drove together just in order to try to save, you know, cost and, you know, just the increase of travel and everyday expenses and gas and everything like that. So I just know that's why they wanted to put in the numbers that has already been spent to date. Thank you.
Chair.
Committee. Yes.
So one of the things that we're up against is, like I said, that as Speaker already stated, that's what's in the law. And in order to adjust that, we would have to go back and change the law. Now, the way I'm interpreting it, because this was a question I had when I talked to our council, it's just the travel line item that's affected, not the conferences and events, which would take care of any registration things. It's just the travel line. So I don't know how to get around it.
Well, I have a, so that was on with ONCR 22-08 that allowed the Tax Commission Board travel up to $3,300.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the question for Trey maybe is the $3,300, is that per board member or overall?
Overall.
I think it's overall.
Yeah, the resolution specifically states that travel is overall, it's to be split among all of the board members or used by all of the board members, so it's not per person. And you're right, but to change the travel, we would have to go back and change the law because the law requires them to be designated, each board and commission to be designated as you know, a business board, non-business board, advisory board. And whatever their designation is their compensation and travel is set by that resolution, and it has to be the same across the board for each designated group. But you are correct, the conferences line item would not be affected, that could be increased. And I believe if you go and look at the definition of conferences, it actually does include hotel room in conferences, so it could pay for registration and hotel at a conference. It's the getting to and from and any hotel that would be included in that part of it is limited to $3,300.
So hearing that, if I could, Chair, hearing that, Jennifer. Because you have your hotel expense listed, the actual travel was the $682.30. Is that right?
It looks like it. That was probably the $682 was probably their per diem. So it looks like the car rental was the $679, and the hotel was $996.
Okay, so where's the actual travel? What I was trying to get at is, what do you have left in your budget?
Like I said, right now, the total in the original budget was just $3,000 for all, everything to do with travel. It had, of course, you know, the zero on the airfare. I think it had, was it 578 or 70? Yeah. Looks like, I'm just trying to add it up really quick here.
Well, the only thing that's affected would be the actual travel to and from the conference. You said they drove.
Yes.
So that's the only expense that's affected by this limitation.
Okay, so maybe they just need to separate into different line items then?
Well, it is broken.
Okay.
That's where I'm trying to find it now. I was looking at it earlier.
Well, in ONCA 22-95, there was $3,300 allocated just to travel.
was nothing set aside in conferences or anything of that nature.
Right.
Well, if I'm following what she said, they attributed everything to that one line item, but in reality, isn't that not true? That would be a question for Tyler.
You restate the question just to make sure I'm clear on the. Like,
what type of a meeting was it that they were attending?
It was a was it the NTIA conference? It was a tax conference.
Yes.
National Tax Conference.
So training, I don't. Is it about the where the expense lines belong, or in question to the, how to account
when
for
someone,
it?
How to account for travel?
So travel, you know, hotel, travel local, travel air, and car all roll up under travel is what I see. So anything associated with that mileage or that hotel stay, typically the per diem that's established for an overnight stay, usually falls under travel as far as accounting. Okay. Now that registration fee for the event, that's where you'd get registration and memberships of, that's the true cost of the registration of the training. But the actual, that's the cost of what the training is going to cost. Travel is associated with what it takes to get you there and back. Does that help?
So travel and hotel.
Yeah.
Comes out of travel.
Hotel, food, per diem, that's what it costs you to get there. Hotel, vehicle, food, per diem, that's what it costs for you to go and attend and come back from that training. Now, the actual cost of the training is the registration fee, in a sense. The other's associated cost with that.
That comes out of conferences and events.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it looks like you might have about 1,500 then left.
If you, well, whenever I added up just the hotel, the per diem, and the rental car, it came to $2,358.36. So they have a little less than, you know, right around, what is that, $750?
Well, still, we have the same problem.
Yeah, exactly. Because accounting puts all those under travel.
And I think the original travel amount is for traveling to and from board meetings as well for mileage costs. So usually the rule of thumb with boards is that's the amount you have for travel. Mm-hmm. And the board can decide how to utilize those travel dollars if they want to use it for an event or forego being reimbursed traveling to and from their board meetings. Or do they want to use the travel dollars to travel?
Right. Okay. So for me, I don't see that we have a choice. Have to reduce it back to 3,300. And that's what I'm prepared to do today, unless somebody can come up with some magic way of working around it.
I think we've already allocated the amount allowed per the resolution. I don't think there's any action that needs to be taken.
Well, I think we have to amend the bill. The current bill has 7,500 in it.
Oh, I see.
So I have to amend the bill back.
I apologize.
Yeah. Understood. So I guess at this point, I'd make an amendment to ONCA 2301, page 9, line 385, strike 7,500, insert 3,300, and adjust totals accordingly.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion carries. Thank you, Trey. So the next that we need to discuss were legal fees or I'm sorry, not professional fees. Apologize. I don't know if anyone has any questions. I think they sent a good support documentation and information on their reasoning for the legal fees.
Anybody have any questions?
I don't.
Okay. Okay, so the request then, we have the correct amount then on the tax commission board. And that's where we're putting the professional fees. Mm-hmm. It's within the board. Okay.
I just didn't know if that should be in the tax commissioner's budget.
Is that, that's typical, right? Well, I mean, I think the legal counsel is for the board.
Well, I think it's changed because we've changed this setup so many times. So when there wasn't a board that wasn't anything other than advisory, I don't know that we did have it in there, but is Trey, are you listening? Okay. But I would think that yes, it is for the board now that they're not advisory and they are governing.
Jennifer, did you have legal fees in your departmental budget prior to?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay.
He said he's coming.
So in this case, it really comes down to who is hiring legal counsel, who is legal counsel going to answer to. It looks like the board wants to hire outside counsel to draft tax legislation or tax codes. So it's perfectly appropriate for it to be within the board budget. If they were going to have the director of the tax commission direct legal counsel, they could put it within the tax commission budget. But this is fine.
Okay, committee, any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just looking at their resolution, and they did have bonding on here with no costs associated because they didn't know, I'm sure, what the bonding would come to. So, sure.
I think as we found with the other, our insurance policy covers all appointed board members and any appointees.
So it wouldn't need an adjustment here?
No, it's okay. In our normal insurance cost.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Treasurer. Okay, moving on then, our next item for discussion is the community-oriented policy services. And this looks like a new request for $366,000, $366,492. Yes, Chair, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. That is actually in a different piece of legislation.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's in 2303.
I'm sorry, it says tribal appropriation, $116,000, so. Okay. So are we done with your bill?
As far as I know, we're done with 2301 now.
You want to take action on that then?
Certainly. Lost my words. Move to report ONCA 2301 to Congress with a due pass. As amended.
Committee substitute.
Committee substitute.
As amended. Second.
Move to report. ONCA 2301 to Congress with a due pass as a committee substitute as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Motion passes. So the next item on our agenda is item number 7, which is ONCA 23-03, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $1,132,488 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor, so I'll turn the chair back over to Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate it. If you recall, ONCA 2303 was postponed. In our last meeting, we had one section that we needed to correct. I do have a committee substitute that I would like to present, dated 12-6-22 at 9:45 a.m.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Continue.
Thank you very much. The section that needed to be corrected was section 9A, Community Services Oriented Policing Services, or COPS. And there was a discrepancy as far as the numbers. I believe that we did discuss the actual program itself, but it has been corrected at this point. Now, from what I understand, there has been, since the committee substitute was completed, there has been another correction that has been turned in. So we will need to have an amendment on section 9A COPS in the committee substitute. So I'm prepared to present that at this time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Motion to amend in ONCA 2303, committee substitute, page 4, line 157, strike 249108 and insert 277584. Page 4, line 158, strike 117,384 and insert 88,908 and adjust totals accordingly.
Chair. Oh, sorry.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
I don't see any IDC.
Do we have a response from Treasury? I'll have to use the microphone. Grab that microphone. There you go.
Is it working? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, on this grant, there are no IDC allowed. So we didn't write it into the budget. Is that your question?
That was our question. I'm just not sure how to respond.
Well, I mean, I can elaborate further. I mean, whenever we apply for grants, there's something called a NOFA. And it gives you the regulations on what's allowed and what's not allowed, and they break it down for you, and they said it's not allowed. And this, I believe that Nick is on the line. He might elaborate on his program as well, but this is really just paying for two extra entry-level policemen, and he can probably elaborate on his program there. Nick?
Okay.
I think, so my question was just part of the motion and the second, was just wanting to make sure that
we addressed it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Chief Williams, did you want to make a comment?
No, I believe Krista had answered the same answers I was going to give when we looked into this grant. Okay. And that was one of the unallowable costs. I don't know why they have that ruling in there, but it does state, and this was just set up for wages and fringe for two additional police officers, okay. Entry level.
Okay. All right.
Any further questions or discussion from the committee or anybody? Okay. Anybody ready to take any action?
There's a motion and a second.
There is? What was it?
Amendment.
Oh, that amendment. We didn't finish it. Sorry. Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, the motion passes. So I believe that was the only internal budget on this bill that needed to be reviewed again. So we are ready for action if anybody would like to make the motion.
I just have one question. Previously on the original version of the legislation, an amendment had been made. And I wanted to make sure it was captured.
Okay.
The amendment that was made previously was page 8, line 345 and a half, strike 0 in indirect cost and insert 70,000.
Yes, it's captured.
And also page 8, line 345 and a half, strike 350,000 in professional fees and insert 280,000.
Yes, it was captured.
Okay, thank you.
Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. Motion to report ONCA 2303 committee substitute as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. So that takes us to ONCA 2306. And give me just a second here. I've misplaced my agenda. Have you got an agenda out there? All right. 2306, an act to amend to ONCA 2182 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the judicial branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $20,496 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor. Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. This was postponed from our meeting last week, and the committee had asked for some additional information regarding what equipment would be purchased with that amount. So we have Ms. Reddigal here to go over that for us.
Hello, thank you. These are federal funds that come down because we're part of the MARFA, the multi-year funding agreement the nation has with the federal government. These are FY21 funds, so apparently they were funds remaining from that year and were dispersed to the different tribal entities. We don't know when these type of funds are coming. We don't ask for them. They come from the federal government. Our self-governance office is informed of the amount and that it's coming, and they let us know, and that's when we know. So it's always unexpected. We're all very happy to receive them, but it's not an ask, or we don't already have previously, we don't have a plan because we don't know they're coming. So once they come, self-governance asked me to designate where to put them. We put the other 5 into supplies. We put the 20 into equipment and submitted that to you. So what information do you need from me?
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. I think specifically what the committee wanted to know was what type of equipment, and I do have the email from Chief Justice Drent that explains specifically, if you want me to go over that. It says they plan on applying the additional funds towards new audio and video equipment that can adequately record hearings conducted with attendees in court and attendees online via Zoom.
Is that meet your requirements for approval?
Yes, it does.
What if it hadn't?
then we would have to decide whether we were going to approve it at this time or wait till we had a plan. Either way, and with year-end funds, it gets tricky. When it's a smaller amount like this, there's usually not a lot of questions. Somebody receives a large amount, then we kind of like a plan to go with it. But the more we know about it, the better it is and easier it is for us to approve.
So these are federal funds?
These are federal funds, and we do review all federal funds now.
And our plan, you have to approve our plan for how we're going to use the funding that comes to us.
We didn't for a couple of years there, but we brought it back. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions?
Motion to report ONCA 2306 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. That one is done, and that was the last one.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Without objection, we are adjourned. Thank you all very much for attending today. Thank you.